I don't know how to say this to you guys, but the very heavy heart, I'll have to inform you all that this is the last episode of It's Between Us and it's coming to an end. So thank you for listening to the podcast. Okay, no, hold up. This is not the last episode of It's Between Us. It's gonna continue. But yeah, it's indeed the last episode of the first season of It's Between Us. And I am really, 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 really grateful to each and every one of you who has been listening to this podcast and has been supporting me in this journey. So thank you so much for all of you wonderful human beings out there who are right now listening to the podcast. Now, hey everybody, this is Shibani and you are listening to the podcast It's Between Us, the show where we have candid, no filter talks about different aspects of life and try to gain something positive. Today, we will be talking about Whoa, I'm Growing Up, which is like a note to myself and like things that I have learned from life. I don't know, it's just something that I really think I should do right now because I have my birthday coming like 2 weeks and I'm going to be 21 and like, it's a whole ordeal, okay? I will explain things later. But yeah, let's start this episode of It's Between Us. Again, thank you to each and every one of you who has been a part of this journey throughout the entirety of season one. I never thought that I would be able to, you know, even go through like an entire season. I know it's only 7 episodes, but then I also know that I am a bit inconsistent when it comes to releasing a couple of things. So I'm really happy that I stick to it this time. And most of it came from like support that I got from people, but also just the fact that this is something that I really love doing now. It's like I am having this whole venting space and people have told me that they love listening to my words and it makes a really positive effect on them. So I'm really happy that something that I have been working on is really working. Like the goal that I had is, you know, actually the thing which I'm able to achieve. So yeah, and that being said, this is the last episode of the season 1. Season 2, you will get informed whenever that's gonna come around, probably around next year, you know. Yeah, so I hope you guys will still tune in when it comes the season 2, I mean. And with that being said, let's get started with what I have to talk about, you know. So I'm going to be 21 in like 2 weeks. My birthday is on 25th of October. Just so you know, I don't really expect any birthday wishes, certainly not. But yeah, if you want to wish me, you can wish me on Instagram or something. But I wanted to always make this episode where I talk about things that I have learned from life. But I know that it's not going to be an easy thing to remember each and every single thing that I have learned. And I think I can just go through a couple of things and then I will probably make a video on my YouTube channel on like a whole compilation of one of those 21 things I learned at 21 or 20 things. I don't know, am I going to do 20 things or 21 things? Probably 21. It kind of makes sense because I'm going to be 21. So let's kind of get through, you know. I will explain a little bit on the points that I want to, or else I actually really won't go into deep details about these things. First and foremost, trying to love yourself. Very important. Like, this is one of the things that I learned when I was like 16 or like 15. I knew the concept of, you know, having love for yourself, but I never really knew how can you love yourself and like, isn't it supposed to be narcissistic if you love yourself? I realized the difference between a narcissistic person and just self-love, and it's so different. At the same time, when you love yourself, it's much more easier to know what you want and what you deserve. You know how to deal with people and how people, when they are toxic, how your own mental peace becomes more important than anything else, which is again, the next thing that I learned is always keeping your mental peace the first priority in your life, which is like such a basic thing to just say like that. But there are times when a lot of people can be very toxic to your mental health and say things to you, or you know, do things to you which you don't really deserve to, you know, go through. And I mean, if you don't have this priority of your own mental peace, then you will probably get involved in these emotions where you want to beg them to stay in your life and let them be toxic to you because you think that they are your friends or whoever they are and that they probably mean to you. But if you keep your mental peace at priority, then you will know how to cut off these people will be much better to yourself than keeping them in your life and letting them ruin you even more. So yeah, that's like one of the things which is again very important to me. I have had friends who have been super good to me, but I've also had a couple of friends that have been toxic to me. And I mean, some of them probably were friends with me because they wanted to have some benefit to themselves. I will probably make another, you know, a complete episode on this in future seasons. But for now, if you let these people ruin you, then they will never stop. They are going to tell you things that are completely going to mess with your mind. They're going to downplay you and, you know, whatever you do in your life. They're never going to give you the praise that you deserve. And they're always going to complain about how you are not the good friend when you have completely no idea what exactly is going on. So yeah, cut these toxic people off from your life that have nothing to do other than come to you when they need something and crush you completely and for their own benefits only. So yeah, cut these people off from your life. Next thing is, complaining will not improve my life, which is like, I don't know why I realized this like a couple of years ago only, but I used to complain a lot to myself, not to others, because I felt like others don't want to listen to me. So I would complain to myself about why is this thing this way and all of that. But yeah, complaining never really changed my life, and I realized that. So instead of complaining about your life, actually do something which is going to improve your life, you know, work on yourself. And now coming back to the toxic people, sometimes people will try their best to make you feel guilty and, you know, make you apologize for things that you don't need to. But yeah, if you trace back the steps of your mistake and if you actually need to apologize, then do apologize. But if these people are just trying to put you down for some reason, then ignore them. Again, cut them off from your life. You don't really deserve that in your life. Next thing, as a person who loves planning and organizing and has a plan for every week and every gathering, every trip, sometimes it's okay to not have a plan. And I'm saying this because a lot of the things which you are going to plan for yourself for the future, you know, those 10-year plans, 5-year plans, are not going to work out the way you want them to. And it's going to lead to a bit of disappointment, and you're going to feel like nothing is gonna work for myself anymore, which is completely untrue. There are better things your way coming. That's what I believe in. And sometimes it's okay to do things spontaneously. I think that's also beautiful in its own way. Sometimes spontaneous plans have given me the best memories of my life. And yeah, I will always cherish them with me. Next thing, someone who can't really sit down and just listen to you without really bringing their own problems into it and making it about themselves isn't really the true friend that you are looking for. Sorry to say that, but sometimes it's better to just listen. And if you're the type of person who does this to your friends, that when they are telling about their issues to you, you feel the urge to make it about yourself and saying that, oh, that also happens with me, you know, like I have these issues too, it's okay to correlate, understand and give an advice, but sometimes advices are not needed. Sometimes a person just wants to vent and talk about their emotions rather than having to find a solution for it. Also, if you think that you are not able to provide a solution for someone else's problems, then it's completely fine. You don't really have to. Just listen to it and just give them the support that they need, you know, like tell them good things, you know, all of that. Be supportive and be there for them. That's all is needed. You don't have to solve their issues. Let them be, let them feel how they are feeling. You don't have to strip away their feelings when they are feeling them, you know. For example, if someone is grieving, let them grieve and let them do it when they actually can, rather than telling them to force themselves to work the next day, because that's never going to keep them happy in the future. It's just going to bottle their emotions up and they're going to burst anytime later, and it's going to be even sadder and it's going to be even more bad for them than it is now. So let them let go of these emotions when they actually can, you know. Listen to them. Like, what even is this? Don't even listen to your friends. How are your friend? Don't trust everything you see on the internet. Like, sometimes internet has a lot of bullshit and people find it real as a fact and abide by it. It's not news. Internet is not news, guys. It's not facts. Don't believe every single thing that you see there. A lot of it can be fake and you might think something is right when it is completely not. Stay the fuck away from narcissistic people. Those people suck. As I said, loving yourself is good, but it's not good to the point that you don't care about anyone else's emotions and, you know, you don't even care about your surroundings. It's not okay, okay? Don't be narcissistic and stay away from narcissistic people. Next thing, self-care isn't only about buying expensive products, face masks and bath bombs. At some point, sure, if you really like doing it, then go up for it. But it's mostly about staying away from, as I said, toxic people and understanding yourself and being present at the moment. Which is the segue to being present in the moment means that you don't really have to take pictures and videos of every single thing in your life. I know, I make videos, I make reels, I'm guilty of it, and I can't really change that, but yeah. You don't really have to do that every single time or every single moment of your day. And I have so much more to say, but I would like to mention just one another thing, which is, just because you are going through a bad thing right now does not mean that it is going to last forever. And you can always make it better. Give it some time, believe in yourself, believe that it's going to go away, and it's definitely going to be better soon. Trust me. It has happened to me multiple times, and you are also going to pass through this with flying colors, and bright days are way ahead. So, with all that being said, I know I just kind of rambled on and on and on, but I just wanted to note down or like kind of speak about a couple of things that really, really mattered to me and share them with you guys. If you want to know in a much more deep detail of any of these topics, then let me know. I will definitely talk about a couple of these things in the future episodes of the next season. It's not gonna end so quickly. So yeah, with that being said, this is the end of today's episode and the end of season one. I'm kind of sad that it's already ending, but it's like only the season one, so yeah. Thanks for listening to It's Between Us. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I would really love if you guys can also note down your specific things that you have learned in your years of life and add something up to this episode. I will be having this entire section on the podcast below, so just go down and type whatever you have to. And if you enjoyed today's episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share with others, post about it on social media, or just leave a review. Also, feel free to let me know any future topics that you would like to be covered. And thank you again for tuning in. See you not next week, but see you later in the next season. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I will be updating there when is the next season coming. So please go there and follow me and subscribe to my YouTube channel. See ya. Bye-bye.